You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for our annual conversation about Christmas bonuses.
Hey!
We do this every year, our last week before we take a Christmas break, and we ask our listeners, tell us what you got this year for your Christmas bonus.
Now, first of all, no need to text in or call in saying, well, I don't get one. Don't do that. That doesn't make this segment fun.
Because then you'll just be like me.
That does not make this segment fun. So, you know, it can be anything tiny from a $20 gift card to thousands of dollars. Melissa posted on my Facebook already and said her Christmas bonus is 3 weeks' salary that the company spiffs her.
3 weeks?
3 weeks of salary. Let's see who else we got. We got a a Hydro Flask water bottle from Nicole.
Hey, I found out that those things are about $40 to $50.
It's a pretty solid gift.
That's not bad.
I know my sweet wife Nick Nack gets a Visa card with like $40 on it, something like that. So we usually
can
put
we go
that
back to
the
Hydro
ham.
Flask for just a second.
Yeah.
A word to the wise for those of you who get that. Gretchen was under the opinion that the best thing she could do is to take the lids and the straw things inside those and boil them to kind of clean them out, you know?
Yeah.
To really clean them?
Sure.
So she put them in boiling water. Don't do that.
Morphed them all
the,
up.
The lid will now not fit back onto the floor.
Yeah, who told her that?
It kind of like...
It
didn't melt it, but it changed
just
something about the size of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So now it will not screw back onto the bottle.
Pro tip, don't do that.
So don't boil the lids to your Hydro Flask.
That's a top rack of the dishwasher right there. Top rack.
Now back to the bonuses.
Back to the bonuses. I don't want to brag. We had our little annual holiday party at the old Mix 100 Studios. It was our last one before we moved to the new ones here in Lone Tree, and it was on Friday. And we walked in, Dom. And Dave Fleck, our big boss, was there, and he presented everybody.
Yes.
It was in the big conference room.
Yes.
A giant box of sausage.
Okay.
We each got a box of sausage.
What kind of sausage?
It was various sausages. Once you did a little more exploration into the box, there was some Italian sausage, there was some hot sausage, there was some breakfast sausage, all kinds of little packets of sausage. And it was frozen. We had to take it, you know, right away and get it in a fridge or freezer. And sorry, buddy, I don't think you're going to be getting it.
No sausage for me.
No sausage for you, since you work remotely. So I don't see them mailing you a box of sausage. But it's pretty epic Christmas bonus, really. I mean, this is what we worked all year for.
Yeah.
I got some sketty on my list.
Yeah.
Go make me some spaghetti.
We're not in the habit of getting Christmas bonuses. We just, Jeremy and I have just realized that's not our lot in life.
No.
Sonia wrote in, said she got an ice cream maker.
I'm not mad at that.
What is wrong with that gift?
That's
an excellent
gift.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. There have been years past where we've had calls from people who got $30,000 to $40,000 bonuses. We're not kidding. And if I recall correctly, the majority of those were people in the construction industry. Do you recall that?
That's a lot. Yeah, very much so.
Many years that people would say, yeah, I got a $35,000 bonus. We're like, what the hell do you do? And they say, I'm in the construction business.
They're making bank, it sounds like. Nick Nack's dad was in the meat industry, and he would always bonus his guys like $30,000 to $40,000. And then right, a big fat six-figure check for himself at the end of the year.
God.
Meat industry is alive and well.
Can you even imagine? Like, I've got to replace all the pipes in my house, and they've already told me this is going to probably end up being about $30,000.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if the boss said, Dom, here's 30 grand. We're going to pay for all of your pipes.
We want to cover your pipes. We want to clean your pipes. I know. Can you imagine the end of the year getting a big fat check like that?
No, the answer is
incredible.
No. I cannot imagine
that.
That
would be awesome.
Crazy. What did you get? Was it a gift? Was it $5? Maybe it was a $5 Starbucks card. right? Maybe it was $25 somewhere. Maybe it was a ham. There was this time many years ago where we used to get either a turkey or a ham because they had tied in some relationship with like a grocery store or something.
We got a fleece jacket at one point too, didn't we? We got a fleece jacket with the company logo on it.
That's right. The company logo fleece jacket.
Awesome.
Amy's husband. Let me just read what Amy said. My husband got a bigger bonus this year than my salary for the year. She goes, that's both great for us, but also makes me wonder why I work so hard all year for less than his company threw his way as a bonus. He is a he works for a consulting company. And she's like, dang.
Well, it's just a nice little attaboy for the end of the year, I guess.
So, no, that's one end of the spectrum.
It's huge.
So we're trying to show you the range here. $42,000 for that or... No, another one was 40. Where's the one that had 42,000?
Was the paralegal was 42,000?
Paralegal got $42,000.
Yep.
And then you've got Amber who says, we got a $1 scratch ticket.
Thanks for all your hard work this year.
So I wanted to know if they won anything. And she says, no, I don't think any of us won anything. So
yeah.
Would you agree that it's almost better to give nothing than to give a $1 scratch ticket?
Because you totally look like a cheapskate at that point, and that you really don't care about your employees by doing that. It's horrible. Don't do that.
Oh, you know what? I think I might have just blown Amy's. She called us now. Amy, which one were you? Are you the one whose husband made like an entire year's worth of salary or something?
I am.
Oh, my God. Well.
Well, are you going to quit?
It's tempting, I'm not gonna lie. No, it's funny because like I told this to another person who worked the same deal that I am, and sorry, just went up the stairs at my work, so I'm a little out of breath. But she said to call you, so I did. It's interesting when somebody makes more in a bonus than you make in a year because it totally makes you want to quit. But when you're passionate about what you want, what you do, you want to stay working.
Sure.
You want to keep going. So, yes, it's
tempting.
Well,
it's kind of nice knowing, though, at the end of the year, you're going to get a massive lump sum like that, and you can just tuck it away or do something special with it. Or, I mean, what are the plans for that bonus?
Well, my card's dying. My car is very much very close. It's at like $180,000 and starting to have attitude problems. So we do have a good plan for it. And it's not something we can predict every year. So it's not like this happens every year. So
gotcha.
Oh, you can't count on it every year is what you're saying.
Yes. And even better that like a month before we actually got it, they sent out this memo saying, oh, sorry, guys, we're not really going to be giving bonuses this year. So we're like, oh, okay, prepare for that. Oh, and then we got that.
And then you got that.
And then they did.
Pleasant surprise.
Yes. Well, a little bait and switch in a good way.
You know, at the first of the year, they're going to be like, well, we're out of money, so now we have to do layoffs.
Yeah. Well, yes. And that's what's crazy about this economy is you don't really know what to expect.
Absolutely.
Great, or it can be pathetic, but I work for myself, so I don't give myself a bonus, so it also compensates for that.
Listen, right. We're very glad you called. We hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, and have a Merry Christmas, Amy.
You too.
Bye.
Man, oh man.
Have fun car shopping.
Lacey says, first year at my current job, I got a $250 gift card to King Soopers.
Again, that's great. That's
nice. She goes, at that time, I was completely broke, had no food. I was already stressed. She goes, I remember crying when I received it because I was so grateful. It couldn't have come at a better time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a $30,000 bonus, right? I mean, that would be nice. But somebody just doing anything other than a $1 scratch ticket
is something special. Just a little something extra at the end of the year. Dolores, $300. Michelle, $4,000. Jenny got 2 months' salary and a $100 gift card to a fancy restaurant.
Oh, that's good.
Becca says, we get a week off after the first, unpaid, of course.
Oh, what?
That sucks.
Again, don't even do that. If it's, you can miss work, but we're not going to pay you.
Like, oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
I just can't get inside the minds of some businesses. I just can't understand it. Amber said, Christmas bonus. People still get those? Well, yeah, Amber, keep listening to the show. You're going to be hearing a bunch of them. This one says, don't say my name. Huh. She said, okay, I'm not supposed to give her name. Last year was year number 6 in the job, and she got $10,000. A coworker got $25,000. Again, working for a home builder. I'm telling you, man, these home builders.
Home builders, man.
Dang.
Lisa got a
Lisa,
coffee mug.
Lisa, I got a coffee mug with my name on it.
Oh, and a bag of snacks. Bag of snacks to go along with it. Lucky, lucky Lisa.
She says her husband is an electrical engineer. Those companies normally give a 10 to 20% of their salary as a bonus. So he gets thousands of dollars.
Oh, man. It's a good gig. Yeah. Good gig. Did we do Eve? I work for the federal government, getting $1,500 on Friday.
What?
Not complaining, except that it's $500 less than last year. I'm not complaining, but it is $500 less.
It's $1,500.
Still $1,500, Eve. That's money.
That's our tax dollars.
Yeah, spend it wisely.
If you're working for the government, chances are, Jeremy, you and I gave Eve her $1,500.
Merry Christmas, Eve.
Bonus.
You're welcome.
Sorry they didn't take as much from us this year, Eve.
There's $25.
Okay, listen to Jamie's story. I worked for a company for 9 years. They closed my division in August. In those years, we never got a bonus. Now that they've let her go, they've closed that division, they gave everyone else $3,000 this year.
Oh, man.
What? An absolute gut punch is that?
Yep.
Jeez.
I don't see any more that's worth $200, but it's taxed.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you get like, what, $125?
Sean says, been with my company 2 years. Last year, they made it a big deal to hand out the bonuses, but told us not to tell anyone what we got, right? So it's one of those, hey,
yep,
you're
going to
get a bonus, but don't talk about it. And he says, I got $25. Yeah, I mean, that's...
And of course, in that situation, everybody gets together and talks about their bonus.
Of course they do. But I love that. They're like, listen, we're going to give you $25. Don't spread the word. We don't want everybody, you know, super jealous.
Yeah, right.
God. Julie, I got $5,770. $2,000 went to taxes. She's been with the company 18 months.
Whoa,
and got almost
what industry?
$6,000.
Reply back with what industry? That's nice.
She says, my husband got a JBL speaker. And he's been with his company almost a decade.
Wireless Bluetooth.
A speaker.
Watch out, summer barbecues. Guess who's bringing the fat beats this summer?
Alicia says, we used to get a $50 gift card at the end of the year. This year, they took it away. Then mid-year, we used to get $100 gift cards for doing our annual physicals. This year, they dropped that to $50. You know, times are tough. I understand for a lot of businesses. I totally get that. So anything they can do, it's just there's a fine line. You know, a $50 gift card or whatever like that is still doing something for your employees.
Yep.
It's the mug with their name on it that is a middle finger. Right?
Yeah, because it's a stupid gift. It's just stupid.
So there is, you know, there is one level where you're like, well, you're getting something, $50. Like, we get nothing. So a $50 gift card to, you know, get a ham or something is appreciated.
Yeah.
But if it's a mug with our name on it, that's a middle finger.
That's like my buddy when they would do bonuses or, you know, attaboys or whatever, they would hand him the company catalog and they're like, you can get whatever you want out of the company catalog. And it was like visors and keychains. And you're like, oh, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks
it's
so much.
It's a middle finger.
It is.
Josh says, I do cybersecurity for a 3-letter government agency.
Nice.
I got a $10,000 bonus.
Woo-wee.
Again, government work.
But still, cybersecurity.
Am I missing something? Is there extra money that comes into these government
probably cyber
jobs
sure,
that's
cyber.
Not from our taxes?
I'm okay with the cybersecurity guys. They work their butts off.
Well, I guess.
Keeping the bad guys out of our water.
I mean, I guess.
Keeping the power on. Give him a
Kelsey
bonus.
Says, I haven't gotten anything in the past 2 years. It was a pleasant surprise this year when I got
$5,000. Hey, look at Kelsey stepping up in 2023 to get a bonus.
Adam got $4,400 bonus and a $7,000 a year raise.
Go
he
ahead.
Says, not complaining at all.
I bet. Well done, Adam.
Yeah.
All right.
Our company gave us a tiny notebook with an inspirational quote. and then told us they needed to garnish our Christmas paycheck.
Oh, my God.
God. What is going on? What is going on out there? That's what we want to know. It's with these companies.
Isn't there a focus group they can run some of these decisions through? These bosses?
You know, it's the Dom and Jeremy focus group. I mean, we are on the ball with these things than any focus group.
Hey, boys, is it all right if I give out mugs this year for Christmas? Hell no!
We know what's right and what's not right. We should do this segment in, like...
like October to see...
Yeah, and let companies know, don't do this. If you're just going to give them a mug with their name on it, just don't do anything.
Yep.